No, we have the anarchists, the spiritual anarchists, the spiritual atheists here, the Germain sisters.
Uncle Bob!
Yes, Uncle Bob here. Did you tell your mother what happened the night before?
No.
Okay, what about your other sister?
We did tell Kim, yes. And we told her she missed out, and they were like, you're dumb, you missed out.
So is she going to try and make it the next time, or she didn't care?
We really think that she doesn't care, because today we went to one of our friends' events, and as she can tell, we're all together again here in the car talking to you, everybody. And Kim didn't make it because I can't even tell you a reason for it.
You know, she's too young. She's got to work out her own space first. You guys are becoming a hive mind. She's not ready for that.
She's not.
She's not ready for your hive mind among you three. See, you guys got careers. You know who you are. She has to figure out who she is first before she can merge with you.
That's exactly what we feel that she's going through. She's trying to figure out what she is, who she is, and what she wants to do for her to fit in. I think that at times she feels like she doesn't fit in because she doesn't know exactly what she's doing just yet.
And how old is she, 21?
22.
Okay, then the next question. You heard Ion say, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, right?
Yes, we did hear that.
Then he said to you, go get those papers or something, right?
Well, we own a lot of land out there, and we haven't claimed any of it, and it has been kind of distributed and kind of just
squatters
and stuff. Yeah. So we haven't claimed it, and the only people that have the right to it is us. So that's why.
Do you have a sense that Ion knows something for your future is important, that you get the land? Do you think he's on to something there?
He does. What Germain has informed us, we need more of a direct address kind of for the actual location of the territory.
Right.
However, after I talked to him and he said, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, go get your papers, that also shocked me because Germain has her dual citizenship, but I don't. And Gila doesn't either. But when he said that, it was something that I've always had in, like, my mind to do. And it is the only way that I can claim all this property as well, like Germain has. So it was so crazy how things worked out because I had some plans to go to another radio station and check out some stuff at another radio station. Well, that got canceled, and then I figured I'm just going to go get my citizenship at the Costa Rican consul, but I needed Germain to come with me, so we're definitely taking care of that on Friday.
Well, that's good, yeah, because it sounded like there's a bit of urgency there, and if you can do it, then it's not a problem. Go do it.
And he also said, just go to Costa Rica, just go there, just go there. He said that a lot, too, like, just go, just leave. Why don't you just leave and go to Costa Rica? I remember him saying that a lot. And it's very interesting because something in my mind and soul has been saying that, where I just need to go back home and just get out of, like, just the States and really have that type of lifestyle where it's more relaxing and it's kind of like those things where
contrast.
It's just the contrast of what we're doing here.
It's probably wise to do what Ion says. I can't really say whether it is, but I think we've always done what Ion said, and it worked out.
Yeah, so I think I'm definitely going to Friday with Germain and I have an appointment to go and get my dual citizenship and go out there and take care of that, and then from there I'll be able to better plan to go back to Costa Rica for a good amount of time.
Okay, so you know Ion was there twice today, I think, right?
He was there twice. I was able to talk to him once. The second time that I called, I couldn't get on. However, I got on another time where everybody was talking about
you.
The conversation that I did have with Ion.
Yes.
And I couldn't get on there either. But I listened to that conversation, and I kind of wanted to just to go back to kind of clarify what he was talking about and what he meant, just because, like I said, for my career, it's not that I'm not having fun. It's just that I have so many other projects that I definitely want to develop, and so I just want to make sure that it's working out in the right way, you know?
A lot of people, after the last few days, who talked to Ion, a few of them, got dreams. Did you guys have any dreams a couple days ago and today and last night?
This is Gila. I want to tell you about an experience I had because I dreamt with Ion, and it was weird because I told Germain was talking about Ion to me, and I said, yeah, I'm like, you show me a video, right? This is what he looked like, and I described who I thought. She showed me who Ion was, and she said, oh? He's like, I've never met Ion. I've never seen Ion before. Well, when you show me what he looked like, this was months ago, like maybe even a year ago. So I've been trying to get on this. He keeps telling me that he's on. I've been trying to, but I'm either at work or I'm driving. I can't get on to call when he's on. Because I want to know if that experience was real, because I told Jermaine when Jermaine said no. I don't even know what he looks like. What do you mean? Yeah, you did. Like, so, and then when I told her, that's weird, because at this point, like, I don't know if it was a dream or if it really happened. Like, it's something I really experienced, or if it was a dream. But my dreams are real, so real.
I think you went to a parallel world. When they're really darkly clear like that, you're actually experiencing them. And that was the other Jermaine or something, or you both went there.
Yeah, like she introduced me to him, and he was talking to me, and he was sitting there talking, and I was like, yeah, listening to him. And I said, yeah, this is what he looks like. It's really weird, because he's like, I've never seen him in my life. I don't know what he looks like. I swear this is real.
I'm just thinking, if your bosses at work or whatever could hear you guys now.
Yeah. So I'm waiting for him to get back on so I can talk to him and say, did I really experience meeting you?
And you know, I tell you, he is going to say yes.
Yeah, because till this day, I can't tell. It was so real.
No, we question it too much. And I found that it's always yes. You went to another place and it happened, and it's hard to believe, and you question it. But you ask Ion next time, and he'll say, of course you did. And then he'll tell you something else. You actually came back and did it again. He'll add something.
Yeah, it is so weird. I mean, that's one of the things. And that's why I've been wanting to talk to him, because one of the strongest things that I could do is see people and talk to people who are not physical world. So when I saw him and I told Jermaine that I met him, and she's like, there's no way, like, I've never met him myself. I'm like, but you introduced me to him. I'm like, it's where you sit. I don't think I've ever even heard it. Oh, well, when I met him, he was African-American, but he had long, gray dreadlocks.
That was not him, as we know him, but it could have been a JW over there.
Yeah, and he was sitting there wearing this shirt, was buttoned up, no sleeves, short sleeves, and he was sitting at a desk, and he was talking and saying stuff to me, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I've heard a lot about you, and it was just strange. Because till this day, I can't say for sure it was a dream or it was real. Like, I'm very confused. Like, it felt so real when I met him.
Okay, you got to relax and accept that you did do it. And it wasn't weird. Just accept it.
Yeah. I'm going to do that.
You met Ion.
I haven't spoken to Ion. Well, I guess when I met him, I did.
Put it on your resume from now on. And spoke with Ion. So you heard today, now you'll notice, you may not know the rhetoric of Ion, but what he's doing, he's saying what he used to say, but he's saying it bouncy and rhythmically. He's almost singing it. That's what you guys might have noticed the other day, and you, Natty, might have noticed. Look for that. He's redoing it with more sing-songy effects. He is repeating some of his ideas from 2 years ago. Now, you haven't heard much of him, so you might not notice, but I'm telling you, you will notice when you hear the older stuff that he is saying it this time sing-songy. He's singing it.
I know why.
Why?
Because that's not as important. It's another rhythm now. We've been altered.
It's a rhythm. That's exactly why, and those stick.
Is that Madeline?
Yeah, rhythm's sticky, so it's going to bounce around in people's heads for a while.
He's looser.
That makes a connection with me, because that's how things really stick to my mind. If it's not visually, sometimes I have a hard time just doing audio. It's so interesting how I'm in radio, but audio doesn't work for me. It's very visual. There has to be something catchy for me to remember things.
So he does it catchy. That's what he's doing.
It was just interesting that I heard so much of him, and this was the first time that I got to talk to him and meet him. And I'm telling you, when I called in, I felt like a little girl.
You sounded like one.
Jermaine told me that, because Jermaine was listening, and Jermaine told me that I
feel like a scared baby.
Jermaine, that's exactly how I felt. I didn't even know how to approach him. I didn't know how to just speak my mind with
and any being in radio and being comfortable.
That was so rare because she's never like that. She's always so confident and cocky and talkative.
Yeah.
And then she calls me and she's talking, and I was laughing. I said, "You sound like a scared baby."
This is what happens. We've got dogs going crazy, cats licking their owners all over the place. The non-physical is obviously reacting in the animals. Well, your non-physical is getting walloped or seduced or bashed or something, and you will mutate beyond your knowing.
It was so funny because I wasn't even ready to even ask anything. Like, I was just listening in, and I'm like, okay, this is...
I think I forced you to speak.
Yes, I was preparing myself to say, okay, this is Ion. You're going to ask him. You're going to be comfortable. As I was mentally preparing myself to do this, all I heard was, "This is Jermaine's sister, Naya." And I'm like, oh, my God, this is me going on right now. But I wasn't mentally prepared because I was mentally preparing myself at the time. While he was talking
right.
to somebody else who I can't even recall what type of conversation they were having, just because I was mentally preparing myself to ask him the right question exactly how I wanted to. And in reality, I didn't even want to ask him about my career because I know exactly where I'm at with my career. And it's one of those
But
things
you
like,
couldn't. You couldn't stop. See, I showed Karen. I said, "Look, there's a renter." And she saw it. And as soon as there was a break, she brought you in.
It was like 9 in the morning, my time, and I said, I cannot stay on the line after 9:30 because I have to start my day, get ready, and I have another meeting that I need to attend. So I said, I cannot be here after 9:30. My phone call got picked up at 9:22 on the dot, and I said, this is crazy, but I have put it out there because I said, if it's past 9:30, I don't have time. It has to be right now. But in my mental, I wasn't ready to ask the question that I wanted to, but I just knew
but
that
it doesn't
I
matter. You are not ready the first time, no matter what you do. You can't
right.
be ready.
I was embarrassed and shy because I never met Ion. I heard so much about him. I'm like, what is he really going to tell me? When I heard him talk to the lady before I got on, he was so just straightforward. And I'm like, oh, my
yes.
God, he's honest with her. So here we go. Let's just make the best out of it.
How did you guys find out it was happening?
Jermaine texted me. Jermaine said, Ion's on, so you might want to...
How did Jermaine find out?
Leon, her friend Leon texted her and said, Ion's on.
Leon did it. All right,
Leon.
That's good.
Jermaine told me Leon said, Ion's on. And I said, Jermaine, before you go to work, please stay on the line with me because I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. I told Jermaine, I said, stay with me, stay with me. Let's just go together. And Jermaine said, no, I got to go to work. I don't work. I just had to do some fun things.
So you went in by yourself, Nadia, in the end. You were there by yourself.
Yeah, Jermaine said, I got to go. I'm sorry, but you got the numbers. Here's the website. You already know what to do. And I said, okay. I said, just leave. I'll do it by myself. And then I did it, and that's when I talked to him. And then I said, okay. And then I had some free time, and I said, I have to go back and see what's going on. A minute after I went back on, they started talking about me again and my butt pills, and somebody said, what's her Facebook? Somebody said she works for
yeah.
Playboy. And I tried to get back on, but then I couldn't. And then I had to get off, and then I came back, and then the Evergreens were on, if I'm not mistaken.
They were, yeah. Jermaine, did you listen to Nadia?
Yeah, when I was driving.
I called her right after I was done with Ion. I said, oh, my God, Jermaine, I called and I asked this, and that's really not what I wanted to ask. But I was so nervous, and she started laughing. She's like, I know, you sounded like a little baby.
Everybody gets distorted. It's normal.
But Uncle Bob, Gila wanted to ask tons of questions yesterday when we hung up with you guys. She had some great points, some valid questions, and it drives me crazy when she's so shy. And I mean, she's the smartest out of the team here, and she has some valid questions, great points. And Jermaine and I looked at her and said, why don't you ask all of this? You should have.
Because I was warming up pizza for them.
That's such a dumb excuse.
You want Sheila to talk to Ion? Is that what you're saying?
I wanted to talk to Ion because I had a lot of questions. And, I mean, the number one question was asking him if we really did meet, you know, if it was real. Because it felt really real to me.
He wanted to know if the dream was real.
Uh-huh.
That's your main concern first.
Yeah, I want to know if I really did meet him, you know, if it was real.
No, but before that, we talked to Ion. She had questions for you because we listened to the Evergreen taping. And she had some great questions. Questions before Ion came on. Bob, I talked about you, by the way,
Uncle Bob. I went to work and I was so inspired, and I said, you guys won't even believe what's going on right now. I didn't necessarily go into details as far as the conversation that you're having within the talk radio that you're hosting.
Right,
but
right.
I said, this is amazing. Like, he's breaking a record. And one of my friends was like, that's genius. That's amazing. Do you think you can do that? And I said, no way, not yet. I need another few years under my belt to try to break a record like that.
Right,
but
right.
Everybody was so inspired, and they're like, we started trying to, like, pitch ideas, marathons of this, how to raise money for something, and we said we need to really think of a good strategy to make this work.
So I inspired you to do something. That's neat.
You've inspired me, and you've inspired my team who I work with, as far as just being on air for such a long time, and now my team's asking, like, what can we do with what charity, and
right.
Why is he doing it? They start asking me, why is he doing it? And I said, well, it was the JFK assassination. He got inspired from there. So it's to educate the people. And I educated a little bit, but it's one of those things where you gotta kind of have to be careful how you inform them or educate them. And I said, look, just here's a website. If you have time, listen to it. Get your own idea, perspective, to educate yourself, to understand it. That way you don't have my idea and my perspective of
right.
what I...
I also wanted to show the world my old medium, the evergreens, and put the best of evergreens in the record, because this is going to be there for 1,000 years. You know, it's now, all 130, 40 hours is going to be there as a little archive forever.
Also brought that up, and they were so amazed by that, and they're like, how, when, what? I'm like, just listen. If you have questions, you can call him yourself and ask him, so I don't give you what I think and my perspective, what I think. Just do it yourself, because it's just a better interaction. And being that they're in radio, they understand why I'm saying that. So they're like, this is amazing. So I'm pretty sure there's a few people that are listening but will not call in just yet because they're checking out what's going
right,
on.
Right, right, yeah.
Inform them with what you're doing.
Well, thank you for doing that. That's fun.
Absolutely.
And you could tell them, that guy I was telling you about, he's going to be on radio tonight. Now, this is tomorrow, you know, Wednesday night going to Thursday. You can tell them I'll be on the radio.
I'm going back to the studio tomorrow, and I'm going on air at 9 a.m. my time tomorrow.
Right.
But I'm in the studio way before that. So as soon as I get to the studio, that's when I'll start listening again, and that's when I'm doing my work and stuff before I go on air.
Right.
So that's when they start asking me, so is this what it is? This is what you're doing? And I'm like, yes, but I can explain without trying to give them so much of what it is so they can get their own perspective of what their belief is.
Yeah, what it is. All right. So anything else you want to say?
I am good. Thank you, Uncle Bob.
Yeah, I do want to say something. Navia and Jermaine found out what having an Uncle Bob means today.
Oh, we looked up what that means in American.
The theory.
With the same.
The same.
The same.
What it means.
In the...
Really? The same thing?
Bob is your uncle. We Googled it because we didn't get it.
We didn't get the joke when he said
Bob is uncle.
Bob is uncle.
No, Auntie Carolyn said it.
Yes, it's a famous phrase. So you looked it up and it had the same meaning.
Yeah, we didn't get it.
Now we get it.
But now yes. That we Googled it, we get it.
There actually was a club in L.A. called Bob is Your Uncle, or there was a band called Bob is Your Uncle. Like, look up the band, Bob is Your Uncle. Probably in the 70s, and see what they say about the title. Maybe they say something.
Okay, but we got the best Uncle Bob.
But we do
That's
have
what
the
you
best
do.
Uncle Bob.
You do. And if you, when you grow up and get more mature, I want you to go back and listen to this crap, and you'll be amazed. That, like, we played amazing stuff today.
Uncle Bob, I just can't wait until I have a family and my kids are old and I'm wrinkled and old.
Yes.
And you understand what having an Uncle Bob
is. I'm listening to this and then I say, wow, those days were the best days of my life. Uncle Bob, and they're drunk.
Yeah.
No, we're not. Not yet.
There was a lot of talk about you guys throughout the day. I'm glad you didn't hear it.
No.
Yeah.
Jermaine's lying. He's just like, I just learned what Uncle Bob is.
First of all, Uncle Bob, Jermaine played Monopoly today for the first time in her life. And that's an American game that nobody knows how to play in this car.
So Jermaine was changed. She's loosening up.
Yeah, she lost a lot of money because she followed all the rules. And I said, Jermaine, the way you win this game is to distill money and make your own rules. But she didn't get that term.
Well, great things are coming to Jermaine. Great, great, you know what, is coming to Jermaine.
We're going to build a great empire with Jermaine over here.
Call it Bob is Your Uncle Productions.
Yes. Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
No, say Bob is our uncle.
Bob is our uncle.
Productions. Okay, guys, I gotta entertain the others. They need attention too.
Okay.
I hope we entertain
guys. Good night.
Bye,
good night.
I'll
see you in parallel worlds.
Bye, Uncle Bob. Bye, Auntie Carolyn. Bye, Auntie Carolyn.
Yeah, she's asleep. I'll tell her you said good night.
Good
all right.
Night. Bye.
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 Well, bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Say goodbye, Madeline.
Uncle Bob, no.
Okay. Good night. Yeah. You can't
good
leave.
Night. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Till tomorrow.
Until tomorrow.